Welcome back, everyone. We are excited to have Bradley Purcell here with us. He's a litigation and bankruptcy attorney with the Dallas office of Reed Smith, a firm that we use a lot in our commercial world and a very highly respected firm nationally. Bradley, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing the update on litigation in your world.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to be here virtually. Today, I want to discuss current trends in single-family and multifamily servicing litigation, which will also include bankruptcy. And just to give you a little bit of a roadmap, we're going to cover six topics, which seems like a lot, but it's actually the same three topics we're going to cover with multifamily servicing and single-family servicing. And so I want to start just by saying, obviously, a dominant issue is COVID and the CARES Act. And we're going to look at that in a little bit of detail here in a moment. But the first advice I'm giving to servicers right now is that even though this is a very new and different kind of financial distress, this is market instability is not new. So even though the origins of this current market instability are something we haven't seen in 100 years. For servicers who've been in the business in 2001 and 2008, we've seen similar market instability. And so the first advice I'm giving to clients that call and say, what do we do? How do we get ready to handle the COVID pandemic is, well, let's look back to our prior reaction to market instability. Let's dust off the old 2008 playbook and see what we did then. And I'm going to get into some of the details here in just a moment. But the first thing I think servicers need to do just from a practical standpoint is part of what you're doing here today. So you need to educate yourselves on current trends, pre-COVID and current COVID trends in litigation and bankruptcy. Educate your asset managers and start to refresh the systems that really got a reboot in 2008 or 2009. Systemic responses are the best way to handle financial instability. And so part of the education here today is going to be looking at the legal aspects of what do we need to be looking for and what have we seen here recently in response to the financial instability. But part of the response is really going to be a business solution. What systems can we put in place? How do we need to maintain or refresh those systems so that we don't get ourselves into trouble? So against that backdrop, I want us to take a look at the topics we're going to cover today. So what are the pre-COVID litigation trends we were seeing for single family and multifamily servicing? And those trends are going to continue. Now, they may be in some ways overshadowed by current market instability and COVID and the CARES Act, but those trends aren't going away. So we need to keep those in mind. We need to educate ourselves. Then we're going to look at specifically what impact COVID and the CARES Act are having on the market right now. What trends are we seeing in litigation? What do we expect in litigation over the next 6 to 12 months? And then the last thing we're going to look at are trends and strategies in bankruptcy for both multifamily and single family servicers. For those who were around for the 2001 or 2008 financial instability, we saw a large number of borrowers, even though they may have started with litigation claims, a large number of them ended up in bankruptcy. And it's really part of the litigation, the distress litigation roadmap. Excuse me. And what is that roadmap? Very generally, a borrower event happens, right? A negative borrower event. So for a single family borrower, you may see a loss of a job or a death or a disease, but it's a negative event that impacts that borrower's ability to pay. For multifamily borrowers, it may be vacancy increases. It may be an event at the property, a storm or a catastrophic event. But something happens that affects the borrower's ability to pay. The response from the borrower will largely dictate how the progression of the response. But usually it's an amicable response from the borrower. They reach out to their servicer. I've had an event, a negative event that impacts my ability to pay. What can we do amicably to resolve that? Sometimes it might be a forbearance or a loan modification. Other times, the servicer and the borrower aren't able to come to an amicable resolution.